98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
What you can hear there in the distance is the sound of a sick man.
Apparently all the members of the team here are getting sick too. So Barry Dunn is off, his voice is gone.
And you just said on the radio, the man is a picture of health.
Apparently not. Derek Quilty, who'd be on drive time, he's screwed as well. So all that's next to go is you. You in Friday?
Yeah, but I've got to go to Switzerland after.
All right. Well, then you should be fine. You should be sick in Zurich.
I was sick in Zurich before.
No.
Didn't enjoy it.
Well, there you go.
I don't like travelling when I'm sick.
Travelling makes you sick, I hear.
Yeah, do you remember I got the lung thing?
The lurgy.
Yeah. I came back and I was like, can't breathe. Pain a bit. Oh my God. Okay, emergency room.
It's really, it's quite difficult to do a radio show with you when you can't breathe.
Mm.
So maybe don't do that again. It's quite difficult to do the show with me today, I presume.
It was fun.
I'm making balls everything.
I liked it. It was fun because you could see that you were struggling. And we just kept trundling through it.
We're only human, sure.
Yeah.
If you wanted robots, hire TXFM again.
Like,
Jamin?
We're not going to play any of the podcasts yet.
Ah.
This is it.
Ah.
This is it, man.
Oh, you're none of the best ofs. There's no best of today.
Oh, there is.
No, the worst ofs.
The best of. It was like the news bits with Georgie and there was sports bits with Darren. Yeah, we're just going to play them.
And I'm not hungover, by the way, for some. If anyone wants to insinuate that. That has happened a few times and my daughter has copped it and like sent me a WhatsApp audio note going, Dad, you sound sick. Have you been drinking octopus juice?
Octopus juice.
And I was like, no, I'm sick. So right now, got to go home to bed, sleep. Oh, wait, no. Got to go to thing and then a thing and a thing. So no rest for the week.
No, you need to go to a thing and a thing. Good thing you don't have to go.
Yeah, but I probably have to go to a third thing at some point. You know what I mean? Anyhoozle, hey, looking forward to tomorrow.
Yeah. Why?
It's Thursday.
Okay.
And we wrap up my 33
days. That's why we have to do the thing today.
Yep.
I don't want to do that. Well, you're doing it, but I don't want to go up, if you know what I mean.
Again, because it's the podcast and you people listening are much better than our listeners. It's a high dive. It's a really, really high dive in the National Aquatic Centre.
And have you filled out all your forms?
There was two to fill out.
Insurance forms, yeah.
Yeah, I filled out one and I couldn't get the other one, but it's Grant. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. 50 under the envelope there. Boop. Yeah.
50's not going to cover.
No, we'll cover them. Let me do it. So we're
right. All right. Okay,
so enjoy that. I'm going to go get my
get your sleep
mankini.
On. All right. Subscribe. 98 FM's Big Breakfast. Ava Max, Sweet But Psycho, 98 FM at 6:13. Good morning.
Let me cast your mind back, if I could, to the 60s. About 1968. It hadn't really been up until that point a good, because they're everywhere now, it's a bit weird to say this, but there hadn't been a good car chase in a movie, really ever. There'd been bits and pieces, there'd been a lot of good cars and good movies. But 1968, the famous Bullet movie was shot with a really, really long car chase. Let's just have a snippet, just a little small bit. So it was between a Mustang and a Charger, and it was driven by Steve McQueen, possibly the coolest guy in a blue turtleneck I've ever seen in my whole life.
True story.
And they race around the streets of San Francisco. Now, that was a long time ago, and it sort of inspired movies to up their game a lot with car chases. And so, many, many years later, they're celebrating this at Ford by releasing the Ford Mustang Bullet.
Please tell me it's going to look like Steve McQueen's.
Well, it's got all the little... So it's got like black alloys and things like that. I'll show you a picture of it. Right? You ready?
Nice. Yeah.
Ready to control
your
pants.
The colour is absolutely amazing.
So it's got an extra 20 brake horsepower from the standard Mustang.
Okay.
And then you got like those black sort of retro alloys. And then it doesn't have a Mustang badge in the centre grille. So it looks evil, I think. It looks... Ooh. So I've been looking at that for a long time. And I got a call yesterday from Ford saying, hey, Luke, it's your birthday Thursday, right? And I said, yeah. He goes, do you want to drive the Mustang Bullet?
Cooper with you to drive the Bullet?
Nope. You want to drive the Mustang Bullet around Mandela Racetrack? I said, hells yes, please. So that's my birthday present to myself. Anything else pales in comparison. Amazing. Can't wait.
Very jealous.
Are you?
You know I'm a big fan of Mustangs.
I remember there was a time early on in the show that you were actually contemplating getting one.
I still am. I still am waiting for my wife to say, go on. Go on.
Wait, no, what? I'll give you the review. I'll tell her that it's great. The face.
You don't need to tell her it's great.
Do I not?
I tell her it's great every day. I convince my kids to wake up every morning saying, has that got a Mustang yet? No.
Oh, the bad man.
Enjoy that. That's tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. It's Bruno Mars, 98FM.
Oh.
FM's. Dean Lewis, be all right on 98FM. We've got tickets for him that we're going to give away later on today. Doing it all week. It's a big breakfast with Cooper Luke.
Sorry, morning.
How's the drugs kicking in?
A little blue.
I don't cough on the microphone.
Oh, it's only Adrian Kennedy and Derek Quilty and Barry Dunn and Kieran O'Connor and Andy Clark and who am I missing?
Everyone else.
And everyone else that's going to get sick. Yeah. I was trying to go through them all.
You use a Windows computer, don't you?
Yeah, because it's better than Apple.
And you know the way when it has to do an automatic update, it'll just say, hang on, stop what you're doing, and it shuts down.
For
and
2 hours,
yeah, okay. My Mac doesn't do that, by the way. It'll ask you. The issue with this is that, you know, with the advancement in technology in cars, mm-hmm. that if you need to do an update in your car, so just say you're driving a Tesla or anything like that, they'll update the firmware and the software in the cars, you know, to improve, you know, the performance of the car and the use that you get out of the battery and everything, okay? Mm-hmm. And what happens if it does an update when you're driving it?
It definitely doesn't. That's definitely a safeguard. That doesn't exist. Ridiculous.
Aha!
Come on now. Who
the,
is this?
The competitor for Tesla from China, which are releasing in March. They are called the... What are they called? It's gone from a name. The Neo.
From The Matrix. Neo was the lead character.
N-I-O.
Oh, N-I-O.
Yeah, N-I-O.
So the female version.
Yeah. they were test driving one of them and it was in the middle of China and it literally stopped, locked the passenger in the car for an entire hour while I did a complete update.
Oh, but look, at least it got updated.
Yeah, it's sitting there blocking the traffic for a whole hour.
And so are they coming to Ireland?
I don't know. I'd love to see them, actually. They're really nice. They're nicer looking than the...
Can I have a... I know it's radio, but I'd like to visually see this. Instead of closing my eyes.
I'll show you the EP9.
Oh, the EP9. Holy Jesus. I wouldn't mind getting stuck in that for an hour.
That looks like
a Koenigsegg egg.
That has broken all the track records.
What? Yeah. It's broken all the track records. It's quite a broad statement now.
Yeah, well, name a track.
The Nuremberg.
Broke it.
I doubt it. It looks lovely.
There you go. Nuremberg lap records.
Sorry, he's right. 6 minutes, 45 seconds, 0.9. Well, it looks very nice.
Yeah.
Pity it doesn't bleed and work.
Yeah, it stops and shuts down and does an update for you. It's like in the middle of the bloody drive. Anyway, we can't really trust the robots, can we?
Also, it's not coming to Ireland, so we're grand.
It's TLC Creep, 98FM. Morning.
Morning.
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Halsey, without me on 98FM at 6:38.
We got this message from Peter.
Lads, I'm on the way to work early this morning, so any chance you can do the quiz in the next 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Come on! Yeah.
We can, we'll do it now. Sorry for we've been a bit late. Where are we, sis? Jesus.
Hey, guys. Peter. We're back on time. We played this game every morning at this time.
Oh, maybe he's early.
Yeah, maybe you've got your timings wrong this morning.
I hope he gets to hear it.
Oh, so do I.
Shall we tell Peter what game it is?
Yes.
Right, we're playing the last note guessing game.
Amazing. Woo. Oh, sorry, we need a minute.
This is a game where we take the last note of a song.
Yeah.
And it's up to you to figure out what the song is. It's particularly difficult this morning, I must say.
Oh, that's a bad sign.
It's no fun when it's easy.
Okay. All right, here we go. I know it.
Do you? Cooper, what do you think?
Is it bricks in a washing machine?
Actually has that sound to it.
I wrote it down, didn't I?
I have no idea.
Okay, one more time for Cooper.
Robbie Williams, let me entertain you.
It is not.
No. Is it? Ooh La 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 by Goldfrapp.
It is.
I have such a useless talent. Like, that's never going to do me any good anywhere else in the world of jobs.
You just won something.
What?
I have no idea.
The adoration of my peers. Okay, well, now here's one for you, especially if you, Peter, if you're still listening. Turn up your volume in your phone there, your radio, whatever, however you're listening. And guess what this is? That's difficult too. Mm. Again? Because I'm lost. There you go.
Hope nobody listened to that too loud. 0877-98-98-98. What's the song?
Any clues, Suze? No?
No.
Okay.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Flowride, I don't like it. I love it. It's 98FM. It's coming up to 6:45.
Well, we're trying to figure out here, just before 7 o'clock when everyone's waking up, what is this the last note of? And for the love of all that's holy in the world, I can't get it in my head. I can't hear it. And I know the answer.
We've gazumped you.
Laura says, good morning, Laura, by the way. You say it's a brimful of Asha. So this is what the ending of Brimful of Asha sounds like. LPM. I see where you're going.
Yeah.
I see. But ain't it. Suze, you picked this song.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I knew that was going to be the next question. Because that's actually a really good song. Once you hear it, you'll know instantly. Say, how didn't I get that?
We let her do the thing.
Yeah.
All right, go on, you intro it.
You want me to introduce it?
Yeah, and you got to hit the thing and you got to say the name of the station that you're belonging to.
Come on.
Oh.
I've got time to kill, haven't I, here?
It's hard, isn't it?
It is, no doubt. It's My Life on 98FM.
Yeah!
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Jess, Glyn, all I am on 98FM. The time is 7:07. It's the Big Breakfast. It's Cooper, Luke.
Mariah Carey. She's not on the Big Breakfast, but she is coming to Dublin. But hey. Now, I know in your head, because tickets are, I think there's like 84 tickets left, told me. Left. That's it. So it's already nearly sold out. So I can kind of talk about it now. Because
they just ran out of fans?
They could, they could add another date. You never know. So this is her in concert singing Without You. So that's what you could get when you go see her in the Three Arena. However, you could also get the other Mariah, which is the one that doesn't really put a lot of effort in.
Ooh, you, baby, I won't ask for much this Christmas. I won't even wish for snow. I'm just gonna keep on waiting.
Whoa, geez. So that's a live feed from her microphone, which is essentially the exact same as what I just played a second ago, isn't it? Just one had a backing track over it. So if you get the Mariah Carey with the backing track, you are going to get that Mariah, I think.
I don't know what the story is, what's going on here. First of all, there's a, you know, there's the issue with Brexit and the hard Brexit, and they threaten us with a border.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to bring Mariah Carey to Dublin.
Make my wish come true.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Five questions. €500.
It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Guts.
Somebody called Connor, and Connor is good at numbers because he's an accountant. Good morning, Connor.
How are you?
Connor, he's there. Sorry, Connor. I'm sick, so I'm very slow today.
No, that's okay.
He literally went into standby mode. You know when you turn your TV on standby, it's a little red light. That's what Luke looks like most of the day today.
Stop. Don't be mean. Connor, you have a big advantage here. Accountants normally do very well on 98FM's Greedy Guts.
Okay. Well, I'll do my best.
Yeah, I do. Best of luck. Okay, you know all the rules? Okay.
I just sound out there,
All right, okay, cool. All right, well, five questions, €500. Get one wrong.
And you're gone.
€25.
Are you all on your lonesome, Connor, in the car or wherever you are?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully someone might pull in quickly and help me out. But
dude, if you see Connor, where are you at this moment in time?
Ballymount Industrial Estate.
Oh, where TV3 is.
I didn't even know that. But sorry, yeah, Virgin. I'm only new, so.
Virgin Media, sorry.
He's only new to the world.
Only new.
All right, well, if you see Connor in Ballymount Industrial Estate, give him an old beep. For €25, how many provinces in Ireland?
Four.
Simple as that. Look at that. Straight away.
25 okay. quid. You can have that and go away now, or go to question two, worth €50. What do you want to do, Connor?
I'll keep going.
€50.
What? That's hard. Jesus, for question two.
Ah, no.
You don't think this is hard?
Yeah, no.
Okay. What is an... you're going to have to help me here.
Alsatian.
Oh, oh, God's sake. What is an Alsatian dog, otherwise known as?
German Shepherd.
Do you know how I read that? And where's Aquaman from? Atlantis. I read that. What is an Atlantean dog, otherwise known as? And they don't even bleeding exist because Atlantis is fictional. So I'm so sorry, but well done, Connor. You got that.
You've got €50. Would you like to move on and torture Luke because he's having an awful problem with his cold, or move on for €100, or take the 50 quid?
I'll keep going.
Okay.
€100.
He's torturing you.
That's all right. I'll get there. Connor, were you listening to The Big Breakfast yesterday?
I think I was, but I was half paying attention. So
it's all right.
A bit like ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine. We don't demand your attention like the TV. You can go and go to the loo and listen to us at the same time. It's okay. The reason why I ask you though is we talked about this a lot yesterday. What is Gwyneth Paltrow's lifestyle website called?
I haven't got a clue, unfortunately.
It's a gross name. It's the stuff you get in your eye.
Oh, I call that sleep. I don't know. I'm afraid I'm going to have to take the €50.
No, you're not. You lost, Eric. You can't go backwards, mate. You don't have a DeLorean time machine.
That's a pity. What's the answer, anyway?
It's called Goop.
Gloop. Oh.
No, Goop.
Goop. You know, goop in your eye. Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard that word.
But Connor, I have to say, in all the years we're doing this show, that is the first time anybody on Greedy Guts has said, I got it wrong, but I'll take that cash anyway, yeah? So well done.
Worth a try.
Thank you so much, and I apologise for getting that name wrong, the bleeding dog. We'll send you out movie passes, all right, because you were a good sport. IMC Movie That's Cinemas. Great.
All right, lovely.
Stick on the line there. Cheers. Thank you, Connor.
Bye-bye. Oh, my God, that's funny.
Just that cash, lads, will you? Well, fair play to him. Oh, okay. So, on the way, I'm turning 30 tomorrow, and I've been told to do a series of things that I want to do that are going to tick off my bucket list. Yesterday, we did one. It didn't really go according to plan, though.
Find out what that is after Hathaway. This is an absolute awesome throwback. What is love?
98 FMs.
Yes. Hathaway, what is love on 98 FM? It's 8:16.
So it means it's a day until I'm 30. 7th of February, baby.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've mentioned it. So to celebrate that, we're ticking some things off my bucket list. And I've always wanted to go kite surfing. It's just always been a thing. And the last holiday I was on, I was about to, but the wind was gone. There was no wind, so I couldn't go, which is upsetting. I also wanted to drive a truck, but we did that only this week with the help of Irene, a listener that got involved too. So yesterday was the big moment. We go down Clontarf. It was going to be great crack. Francois is an amazing guy who runs a kite surfing shop down in Clontarf just by the old wooden bridge.
Pure magic.
That's the one, yeah. Really nice dude. He said, look, I can't wait to do this with you. However, there's no wind today. And you need wind to kite surf.
So this is where we got gigantic fans. Is this where you're going?
Yeah. No. He said, but I have something else that you're going to find really cool because I know you snowboard. And he whipped out these big wheels when I got down there, right? Which is essentially a big chunky wheel, and on either side of that wheel is two platforms. So it's like a big skateboard with a chunky wheel in the center, and it can go 22 miles an hour anywhere. Go up and down and go into the grass and go over things. It's not like a skateboard where you run into the grass and you suddenly fall off.
Uh-oh.
Have a listen to him explain. He's got such a great voice. He sounds like every snowboard instructor I've ever had.
But you still put your first foot on the flat one, and then the second one, yeah, and I hold you. And yeah, just gently first. Okay. Can you feel that thing kicking? Can you feel the power? You got the police right in front of you.
Really?
The police were watching us do it. But it was so, so fun. So we went up to St. Anne's Park, my favourite park.
Yeah.
And the video's just been uploaded to Twitter and Instagram as well. It's so much fun.
So on a scale of like, you didn't get to kite surf, but you did the snowboardy kind of mono thing.
Yeah.
Which... Are you?
I kind of want to kite surf still. Like,
still?
Yeah. But that was yesterday, and today is today. It's the final day of all these ridiculous things like driving trucks and going landboarding.
I don't think you're going to go through with today's one.
Today is actually dangerous, and Sue's being the producer, being the kind of mammy, you are responsible a little bit.
Yeah.
And this is one of the few moments of this show where I can actually physically hurt myself.
I'm not going to lie, I am a bit worried, yeah.
There's waivers.
There's waivers, there's insurance, yeah. There's a lot of hoops to get through, yeah, to get this over the line.
A lot of you can't deviate from the plan, uh-huh. Or else you could be legally...
And mainly you have to follow the instructions absolutely perfectly or you could really injure yourself.
And you, Luke, as a person, never listen to people and follow instructions.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
So what is it? Well, you'll have to wait till tomorrow to find out because we haven't done it yet. So hopefully everything goes to plan and I'm not talking to you from a hospital room tomorrow with a neck brace on. That's all I'm saying.
Don't.
It could happen though, couldn't it?
The video of you on the mono surf snowboardy thing would be up on Instagram. All right, check it out. Ellie Goulding with Diplo, Close to Me next on The Big Breakfast.
Cooper and Luke with 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98 FM's Big Breakfast. Welcome back to the studio, Mr. Neil Delamere.
Hello. I do like the way you say my name.
Oh, should I not?
That sounds weird, by the way. but it was very kind of showbiz, wasn't it?
Well, I try.
Yeah. Every time I do a show on Five Live and they just play the theme to Neil Delamere because it sounds like I should be on The X Factor.
Oh, yeah, Neil Delamere. What is it? Rachel Adadeji. Love that guy.
It's quite impressive. You've a very weird skill set of very specific talents, don't you?
Yeah. And it's all of those skill sets give you a career in radio. Isn't that strange?
It's worked out quite well. You would have been the most annoying man in the job centre if you didn't have a radio job, but a very entertaining on the radio.
I do think about that from time to time, you're right. For people who don't know, Neil's a comedian and he's also very funny. So he's going to be in Vicar Street again. Your tours are famous purely because of the names.
Yes, that's so true actually, yeah.
You've got Neil Delamere Mortal.
Yeah. Fresh Prince of Delamere was one.
Creme Delamere. Really enjoy that. And now, here we go.
It's called something entirely different. Controlled Substance. I know, yeah. It's disappointing.
You ran out, did you?
Yeah. Me and my dad just sat there and go, is there any other way we can pronounce this name?
Oh, dear.
No, last year's show was called Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Pensioner, which is a bit of crack, because it was about me and my dad. And it was essentially... We were delivering the Meals on Wheels, and he's in his 80s, and we were delivering the Meals on Wheels to other people, and he said to me, listen, I want you to talk to every single older person for at least 5 minutes, because you might be the adult conversation we get that day if they're quite isolated, you know what I mean? Absolutely. So I was getting out of the car, and the first three maybe took 15 minutes, and then he delivered the fourth Meals on Wheels, and everything changed, because the fella inside gave him a tip for a horse that was running in 25 minutes, and we tore through the next 20 of however many Meals on Wheels. We were horsing roast chickens out the window, like it was a drive-by Angry Birds version, right?
Oh, stop.
So that's what last year's was about. This year's is about kind of the fact that you've no influence over anything. You right. think you've got control over your life, but you actually have none. So, because my theory is essentially, and I keep expounding this theory, that we all have, we don't want material goods that much, but what we actually want is influence. You want enough money to be able to tell everybody else to go away if you need to. So that's why it really annoys us when people go, if I won the lotto, I'd still work. You go like, if I won the lotto, I wouldn't even finish this interview. And I mean, I really like you. It's already established. And it's nothing to do with you. And if you won the lotto, you wouldn't finish this interview either. I'd have to fill time for the next 5 minutes.
Your job is a little mad.
Yes.
You know, was there a point that you had a sort of a normal job, right? And then you reached the point of, all right, I'm earning this much from being a plumber and this much from making people giggle. I can live now off the giggle thing. Well, I'm going to leave the plumber alone.
Yes.
When was that?
Yeah, that was...
yesterday.
yesterday. That was midway through this interview. I got a text on my phone saying the deposit has come through and now I can finally stop being a plumber. I was working as a software engineer and I won a competition. I won a new comedy act competition many years ago.
Is that cheating?
It's not cheating.
You're giving the jokes.
No.
For the rest of your career.
For the rest of my career, yes. It's going to tail off now. People will be relieved to find out. In 2019, it'll stop. I won a new act competition with RTE, and I got, there was a bursary of a couple of grand or something like that.
All right.
And you could spend it on new projects, or you could live off it or whatever. And I went, all right, I'll give up this other job now, and I have a couple of months rent in this, and we'll see how we go. Yeah, and that's what it was.
And what did the software engineer people think? They were like,
woohoo!
Magic.
The systems are safe. Yes.
All right. Well, you're in Vicar Street. The date again, 7th. Oh, my birthday. 8th and 9th of February. And then you've a load more gigs. The country, oh my, like, on, when I say a load more,
there's 50 or 60 dates, yeah.
You can check out all those dates on Neil's website, and you can follow him on Twitter if you would like to do so.
Thanks, ma'am.
And thank you so much for coming on the Break Breakfast.
See you later. 98 FMs.
Big Breakfast. The 9:15 Mystery Machine.
98 FM.
All right, bang on time. Let us see. I've done this now 2 days in a row. Maybe you should, you know, I'll quit while I'm ahead. Do you want to take it back, Coop?
Having a go at the 9:15? Oh, okay.
Just please say yes, because I don't want to do
it. Okay,
here we go.
Ah, wham, bam, thank you, Shazam. Okay, you know.
That's a tune.
Yeah.
From, yeah, the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack. I see it here.
You see it?
Yeah, got it here.
Come. All right, okay. So, we have, apparently we're playing Wham, Bam, Thank You, Shazam, where you're going to be challenged to see, can you beat the app, which is Shazam, that can identify music really quickly.
All right, okay.
So, when we play a clip of a song, we're going to press Shazam, and it's going to see, can it pick up the song before you can? Because you're quite good at picking up songs.
Well, I'm good, but how good is Simon? That's another question. Good morning, Simon.
Morning.
Are you a musical genius?
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
Oh, well, wow, Jesus, good man. That was a trick question, but I love the way you did it. Where are you this morning?
In Kildare Town.
Kildare Town, okay. We won't hold that against you. It's a lovely place. You're working away, I presume, are you?
Well, I am, but I have the day off today.
Nice. Okay. Well, look, you have the opportunity here of winning Dean Lewis tickets. So the best of luck, my friend.
Okay, dokie.
Okay.
So, Luke, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first so we see what happens.
There's three clips. Whoever gets the best hit of three, basically. All right.
Okay. So I'm just waiting for you, really, am I?
Yeah, we're waiting for the music to play.
Okay. All right. One, two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Soup. The salt and pepper soup.
It is salt and pepper. Oh, you beat it.
Did I beat it?
You did beat it. Well,
well, okay. Right, there you go. That's what you got to beat, Simon. That's the type of timing we need from you. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Here's your one.
That sounds like Vanilla Ice.
Ice
Baby.
Oh, Shazam got there ahead of you just slightly. But you were good. You knew it. I could hear you. Yeah. All right, well, let's keep going. Let's see what. Okay. Picture this.
That sounds like picture this. Wondering.
I'm one. Sugar. That's quick. That Shazam is.
It is.
That's not fair.
Let's do another one.
Okay, this is you now, Simon. Best of luck.
That sounds like pink, just like a pill.
Nelly Furtado.
It's pink, just like a pill.
Okay, we'll do two more because this is very early in the morning for poor Simon. Are you in bed?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
You lucky sod.
I could tell he sounded like he wasn't. Okay, this one is me. All right, go. Addicted Progress Coronas. Boom.
That sounds like the Coronas. Addicted to Progress.
All right, okay.
God, they're crap, aren't they, the old Shazam? Okay, right. If you get this right, Simon, you win the tickets, okay? Best of luck.
That is.
Because I don't know it either.
That sounds like Gavin James, Bitter Pill.
Gavin James, Bitter Pill. Sugar. I'm sorry, Simon.
Oh, well.
Listen, we're going to give you Dean Lewis tickets anyway, Vicar Street.
Are you?
Yeah.
You cheeky little.
Why not?
Well, go on, so, yeah. Suze is going to kill you, the producer.
I don't mind about her.
Don't mind her. She's only the brains. All right, enjoy that then, Simon. You go see Dean Lewis live in Vicar Street.
Thanks.
All right, see you. Bye, bye, bye. You are a musical genius. Who knew?
98FM's Big Breakfast.
You're very quick at that.
Am I too quick? Is it not entertaining?
Like, the fact that you're quicker than an artificial intelligence is scary.
At one thing, though.
Yeah, I suppose.
We got the gossip happening in about, let's say, 10 minutes' time. It's going to be good. Pink made a hilarious speech when she got her Hall of Fame award. Star of the Walk of Hall of Help.
She put her hands in cement and had a laugh.
I'm so sick, Cooper. I don't know what I'm saying.
We play your Zed on the way next for you.
Thank you.
98 FM's Big Breakfast. 98 FM's gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
Okay, here we go. The Oscars, an award ceremony for multimillionaires celebrating just how good they are at earning money pretending to be other people. Really, if you think about it.
Yeah,
these TV spectacles, the likes of the Super Bowl, I mean, the Super Bowl was one of the least watched Super Bowls of all time in the past 30 years, sorry, actually. And it's looking like that might happen again with the Oscars because they've decided to do away with a host. So you're not going to get any of the kind of normal Oscar-isms, which might be actually a good thing. Maybe it might break it up a little. So instead of having one main host, they're going to have several. Daniel Craig is in there. J-Lo has said that she's going to be there. Like, I suppose, doing bits. Tina Fey, your favourite. You love Tina.
Yeah.
I'm kind of okay with this.
I think maybe this, if they do it and they don't get a host, it'll probably be the last time they do it, because I remember every year there's a radio awards and they didn't get a host one year.
Oh yeah?
And they did the same thing. Never did it again.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, no, that didn't work.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Right. Yeah, no, you need a host. We should put ourselves forward to host it, Luke.
We should, except they don't know we exist. Now, Pink, she is a Hollywood star by her own right, and she's been given a Hollywood star. She actually is very, 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 very funny. Have a listen to her just kind of skid up in front of the podium in front of everyone. Remember, this is in Hollywood, and it, you know, it being Hollywood is thousands of people looking at her.
Thank you. Thank you for standing out in the rain. This is surreal. This is really... I love you too. I love you more. Hey, look, it's a van of people looking for people. Hi. What good timing. I feel like I'm dreaming, and if anyone pinches me, I'm going to punch him in the left eyebrow.
Love that.
She's just gone up my expectations. She's brilliant.
Lovely. And from that, then, we'll go right over to 21 Savage.
Every day that I'm alive, I'm a ride with this stick. I'd rather be broke in jail than be dead and rich.
Be rich in the hitch.
I'd rather be broke in jail rather than dead and rich.
21 4L, ain't no way I'm going to switch.
Now, the reason I'm talking about 21 Savage is because he's actually quite a popular rapper over in America. A whole mumble rap is, I hate it. But he is being deported. So this guy has built his image of being a mumble rapper and I'm from America and I mumble my words and all that crap, right? He's a multi-millionaire because of it. He's actually from England.
What?
He's actually English. He's an English passport and it's expired 10 years ago. So they're deporting his ass back to bloody England, where all that mumble rapper won't go anywhere. So now there's uproar and there's people signing petitions, but essentially it's exactly what happens. You probably know somebody listening right now, one of your friends, his visa has expired and he's like running from the people. Same thing happened to 21 Savage and he got caught, so he's going to get deported.
What did he say when he got caught?
I couldn't understand.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Timberlake, Love Stone on 98FM. It's 20 to 10.
Another Timberland song. Like, overly produced by Timberland. I only played one an hour ago.
Does he... Is it him that makes the boots, the workwear boots?
No, it's a different person. Oh. Okay, yeah. I just
thought he'd like multi-skills. Making beats and dropping boots.
Yeah. Suze. Hi.
Good morning.
Yeah, I know. I'm like... Oh, sorry. Don't make me do that. You're here for one more tune. It's a story from around the world, and then we pick a song based on a story, and that's how we end the show.
Exactly. And my story today is... It's almost a bit of a job advertisement, actually. So if anyone's in the market for a new job, I may have one for you.
You never know.
All you have to be is a good decision maker. That's kind of the main requirement for this position. Good on your feet making decisions. And always on call. Would you think of yourself as a good candidate for this job?
A good decision maker.
Yeah. Have you made good decisions in your life?
I'm not too sure. I could be. Maybe not. No, maybe, yeah. No, I am. I am good at making... No,
you're
I'm not.
You're fired, Luke.
Oh,
damn
it. No.
Okay, well, this lady in over in the UK, she kind of thinks of herself as a bad decision maker as well. So that's why she wants to hire someone for an entire month to make every single decision in her life. So it kind of reminds me of Bandersnatch.
You said this yesterday.
Which is on Netflix.
You said that yesterday as well. Doing one more tune story. This reminds me of Bandersnatch. Bandersnatch, though, yeah, it does exactly strike me as that.
If you haven't seen Bandersnatch, it's the show on Netflix where you can choose the ending. So you choose which path to go on, to have Shreddies or cornflakes, whatever. So she said, I will give someone £2,000. If they make all my decisions for an entire month. She's had a bad run of luck and she reckons her decision making isn't doing her any favours. So why not get someone else to do it?
This is
how
cool.
Hard could it be?
I like
so
this.
It even goes down to what she should wear, what Tinder dates she should go on, who she should swipe the wrong way on. What she should have for breakfast.
It's £2,000 to spare. She's doing all right for herself. Surely.
But that's true. Yeah, was she? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, actually, it's from an inheritance.
Ah, that's not fair. Mm. Yeah, that's
yeah.
Cheating.
So she's using it to better her life. She'd like to find now. She says a clairvoyant or a spiritual guide that might put a few people out of the job.
I'm in.
And also, final requirement: I text a lot, so they should be available to message me frequently and be very, very quick to respond. Would you like the job?
For a month, yeah, I'd give it a go.
I think it's too much responsibility.
I misread the message and massage. You have to massage me regularly. It's like, all right, what type of job is this?
Definitely not part of that.
She is rich.
What's your song suggestion, so are you going to
go? Oh, yeah. So I'm going to go with Train Spotting, Choose Life.
Choose life. Choose a job. Choose a career.
Oh, and I can't play anymore because he curses.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Okay.
Great song, though.
Deadly song. So what song do we want to get out of this? 0877 98 98 98. Give us your song suggestions.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
I've been pouring, yeah.
Picture this one, drink. This is 98FM. It's 10 to 10, which is also known as cowboy time.
Suze is here. She doesn't really believe in cowboy time, but she still goes along with it.
Mm-hmm. I listen to it, yeah.
You told us a story. If you could give us a brief synopsis there of it.
Yeah, there's a lady in the UK. She's put up a job advertisement looking for someone to just make her decisions for 1 month. That's it. £2,000, you'll guess. And you just have to choose what she wears, what date she goes on, what she has for dinner. Just the main decisions. Kind of like a real life version of Bandersnatch. I love it.
Essentially being a dad for the first 10 years of your daughter's life, really. Yeah.
You're making the decisions.
No. And what is she gonna wear and stuff?
Yeah.
Not going out on that.
A lot of people saying, how about a bit of Snap, I Got the Power?
I've got the power!
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's a great idea.
That's good, I like that.
Love that.
Luke and Glasnevin, you have now won IMC Movie Passes for your impeccable song.
Jeremy Kennedy, Power Over Me.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.